I ever got an upgrade on a flight. I hadn't earned it with frequent flyer miles. They'd run out of room in economy, and since I was traveling alone, they told me they needed my seat and were moving me up. Throughout the flight, I was so excited that I acted like a five-year-old. I kept looking at people to my right and left, saying, "Isn't this fun? Can you believe this? Can you believe we're sitting up here?" Strangely, they could. I was a tad too much for them, not nearly cool enough. The whole time the flight attendant served us, I fought the overwhelming desire to hop up and help her. If I thanked her once, I thanked her 1,000 times. The whole cabin was worn out by the time we reached our destination. I didn't get an upgrade for a while. I think the airline sent out a memo. Believe me when I say I got an upgrade from the pit, and I didn't earn it either. Though it's been years since I got it, I'm still overwhelmed by it. I think about it every single day. A pauper to God's scandalous grace, all I know to do with the overflow is serve. I'm writing to tell you that I believe God has scheduled your flight out of a pit. You're going to need to show up for it, though. My prayer is that what follows will serve as an itinerary. Yep, you've got an offer for an upgrade right here in front of you. You really can move up and out of that pit. If you'll grant me the privilege, I'd like to be your flight attendant for a while. I've taken this trip before. It's bumpy, but the destination is worth it. Thanks for having me along. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slum.